Rabbi Hartstein brought to my attention the a very interesting discussion by Rav Zilberstein, is also in written up in V'harivna and Chelek Aleph in Kisisa, this Exparsha. So he brought down the following case of a shul where there was a tremendous amount of talking during Kriyas HaTorah, if you can imagine. So a tremendous amount of talking during Kriyas HaTorah, and the rabbi, of course, tried to put an end to this practice, and it was not successful. There was so much talking, so one Shabbos he took a very drastic step, extreme, in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. He just said, that's it, end of Kriyas HaTorah, put the Torah back, Dav Musaf, and that's it. We're not going to have a Kriyas HaTorah like this. So it made a big roshem, big impact. I'm not sure how long the impact lasted, but certainly a big impact. And then afterwards he felt guilty. Did I do the right thing? You know, we have a takana of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning is probably the oldest takana d'Rabbanan that we have. A takana of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And in terms of Kavod HaTorah, just put it right back in the middle, to stop in the middle of Torah. Maybe that was not the right thing. So he wrote to Rav Zilberstein asking, was this the right move? So just to understand better the issue, I'll tell you what he said. But just to be mindful a little bit, so obviously it's also to speak during Kriyas HaTorah. This is in the Gemara. Brought Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Vav Siv Beis, that person is not allowed to speak during laning. Why not? So there are three different reasons that are identified by the poskim, all of which are discussed here in the Mishnah Berurah and the Beir Halacha. For one thing, a person is obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Each person is obligated to hear the entire Kriyas HaTorah. So if a person is talking, obviously he's not listening to Kriyas HaTorah. Number one. Number two, Ben Adam Lachavero, a related point, everybody else is also chayav to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and when people speak, so then they disturb other people and do not allow them to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. And finally, perhaps even most basically, the issue of Kavod HaTorah. In fact, the Beir Halacha writes, the Gemara says, and it's brought here in Sif Aleph, that a person is not allowed to walk out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You can walk out between Aliyahs, but not during Kriyas HaTorah. And the Gemara applies the pasuk, Ozve Hashem Yichlu, that those who abandon God will be eliminated. So the Beir Halacha says, Kol Shekein, if a person is sitting there right in front of the Sefer Torah and ignoring the Kriyas HaTorah, that's even worse. And he uses a very strong phrase. He says, Gadol Avonot Min Sov, a person's sin is too great to bear if he's sitting during Kriyas HaTorah and talking. So obviously this is a very serious thing. In fact, even when it comes to learning, are you allowed to speak in learning during Kriyas HaTorah? So the Gemara seems to indicate that as well is a problem. There's another Gemara which seems to weigh in the other direction, and the Rishonim discuss a whole wide range of opinions here in the Rishonim, many of which are quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch itself. And the last line in the Shulchan Aruch here is that the proper thing is for all parshios that a person should sit quietly and listen to the Kriyas HaTorah from the Kore. This is the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, we've never heard of anybody who, even if he's a big masmid, is not listening to Kriyas HaTorah. He's just learning during Kriyas HaTorah and not listening to Kriyas HaTorah. Never heard of such a thing. The Shulchan Aruch writes, even Bein Gavra LeGavra, in between Aliyahs, a person shouldn't be talking, lest it lead to talking during Kriyas HaTorah itself. Mishnah Berurah writes, if a person wants to do Shnayim Mikra, in between Aliyahs, so that he allows. Some posts can write if there's like a lengthy Mishaberic process, so maybe there's other room for other learning or leniency. But in general, certainly, this is a serious problem. So Rav Zilberstein writes that he thinks that the rabbi did the right thing, that he was mevatel something that was already batel. Nobody was yotze. They were all talking. And even if you weren't talking, so the guy next to you was talking, so you weren't hearing the Kriyas HaTorah anyway, so you're mevatel something which is already batel. Maybe still, nonetheless, perhaps there were still a few people who were actually able to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So he said that he mentioned it to his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and he quoted a Gemara in Menachos Tarites, based on this week's parasha as well, Kisisa, that the Gemara there says, Pa'amim, sometimes that bitula shel Torah, the mevatel Torah, zuhi yisoda, that is a way to establish Torah, to uphold Torah. And the riots from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the lukos, that was a way to be mevatel in a very literal sense. Torah, but that of course led to us being able to uphold Torah. So if this was going to be something that was going to go ahead and to lead to a greater ability to be mekabel Torah and to listen to Torah and to fulfill Torah properly, then it was the right thing. Have a wonderful day, and if anyone is able to